Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork One Another. The date today is the 30th of September 2009 and the time is 6:25 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
My name's Peter Sargent, I'm 51 years old and I come from Huddersfield.
And how are you today, Peter?
I'm fine, I'm looking forward to this.
Can I ask, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Well, we'd heard of Anthony Gormley's work, especially the Angel of the North and the statues at Crosby in Liverpool, and I thought it'd be a great idea to take part in something like this. And I thought, well, as a Northerner, and as someone from my profession as insolvency practitioners, and a slightly older person, I thought I'd have a good chance of getting on the plinth as I worked out that there was a balance of how people were going to be put on it.
And when you found out that you had got a place on the plinth, what happened then?
Well, I was looking at my emails and I thought, wow, I've got a place on the plinth. And so I immediately, well, I practically fell off the chair in the kitchen because I was so excited and rushed into the lounge, said to my wife, I've got a place on the plinth. She went, oh my God, you haven't, have you? I said, yes, I have. So I rang my daughter up in Leeds, my eldest daughter in Leeds, and said, I've got a place on the plinth. And she went, oh, I've applied as well and you've beaten me to it. So she was excited for me. So I immediately sort of responded and said, yes, I'll be there. And I'd already worked out a rough idea of what I said, so I really had to start then thinking about what I was going to do.
And how did you decide how you wanted to spend your hour?
Well, because of the work I do as an insolvency practitioner, I wanted to make a serious statement about debt. I, as an insolvency practitioner, deal with people who find themselves in financial difficulties and businesses which are in financial difficulties. And I really want to warn people about getting into debt. And I think it's very important, especially at this time as we're in such a serious recession, to talk about these levels of debt. And people just need to understand to take control of their lives and not allow themselves to get into such a financial mess.
What kind of a practitioner are you? I didn't practice.
I'm an insolvency practitioner. I deal with businesses and individuals which get themselves into financial difficulties.
And why did you decide to do this on the plinth?
Well, I wanted to talk about debt on the plinth because it's too easy for individuals to get into debt. There is an inequality of arms between those who sell credit and debt and those who effectively buy it. Individuals who are buying the debt or getting themselves into debt don't understand what they're getting themselves into, and they haven't had enough education or warning about the implications of all this debt.
And what's your experience as an insolvency practitioner? What have you sort of seen, or how do you sort of understand the situation?
Well, people get themselves into difficulties with debt, can have serious problems in their own domestic lives. For example, our experience of dealing with individuals in financial difficulties tells us that debt and divorce go hand in hand. It's not uncommon for families to be broken up, for divorce to happen, and people's lives quite frankly ruined. And at the extreme end of it, people's houses are repossessed and they're thrown out of the homes, made homeless, and they have to find somewhere to live, and it just ruins people's lives.
And what's happening at the moment? You talked about the recession. Has there been an increase in your experience?
There's been a massive increase in individuals going bankrupt, entering what are called individual voluntary arrangements, debt relief orders, debt management plans. And my profession believe that this year, 2009, there could be over 160,000 people end up in some sort of debt relief order, bankruptcy, individual voluntary arrangement or debt management plan. It's a serious problem. In previous recessions, something like 30,000 people went bust a year. That's happening at least every quarter, but we think now this year and next year we're going to end up with record numbers.
So is your aim today to warn people about the problems of debt.
That's exactly right. What I want to do is warn people about the problems of debt. There's nothing wrong with having credit, but it's when you borrow too much and you find you can't repay it, and it brings a financial misery. You know, everything in moderation. Borrow a little, save a little, spend a little. You know, just be sensible about it, because if you lose your job and you've not got any savings, you're going to find things very, very difficult in the future.
And how are you feeling now about standing on the fourth plinth and doing this?
I'm quite excited. It's a while ago since I was notified that I could get on there, so I've been sort of thinking about it. So I'm just looking forward to getting out there and doing my thing.
And overall, what kind of experience are you hoping to have?
I'm hoping that if what I do educates one person not to get themselves into financial difficulties, I'll consider it a success, because I feel so serious about it.
And what was your route to working in this field?
Well, I'm 51 now. I'm a partner in a firm of insolvency practitioners called Begbies Traynor. I'm also the national president of the Insolvency Practitioners Trade Association, which is called R3, so a lot of experience of this. I've been doing this job for about 30 years. I used to have my own practice, which was called Sargent & Company, and before that I was in a mixed practice in Huddersfield. And, you know, I've dealt with thousands of businesses and individuals throughout my career who've got themselves into financial difficulties. Sadly, I'll probably never be out of work, but I really don't want to see as many people go bust in the future. I come from Huddersfield. I was educated at Huddersfield New College, and I went to Newcastle University and studied geography, of all things, and then I ended up getting into insolvency. But my first experience of insolvency was when I actually worked in Stoke-on-Trent in a pottery, and we were all made redundant because it went into receivership. So that's my first experience of insolvency. I was actually made redundant, and then I came home to work for a firm of accountants, and that's how I got into the business.
And what impact did that have on you initially, do you think?
What, being involved in a business which went bust? It made me want to make sure that I was never made redundant again. That's not to say I wanted to make other people redundant, because quite frankly, there's two things which certainly I, as an insolvency practitioner, hate doing. One is having to make people redundant. It still hurts. And the second thing is when we have to repossess people's properties. And sadly, over the years, I've probably made thousands of people redundant just because we've not been able to save businesses. But I'm proud to say that in 30 years' work, I think I've only repossessed 5 people's homes, because I've always been able to find a solution to help keep them in the house rather than repossess it. And it's only been in the extreme cases where people have been so uncooperative that I've had no alternative that I've actually had to repossess a property.
Can I ask you about other aspects of your life now? We talked a bit about your working life.
Yeah. I'm married. I've been married 28 years to the same person, Joe. And we first met when we were at sixth form in Huddersfield New College, and we've been together ever since. We have 2 daughters, Faye, who's now 24, and Louise, who's 21. Louise still lives at home, and she works in a pub and likes taking photographs. Faye has a degree in English, and she's just completed an MA in screenwriting. But there's little work for her to do there, so she's actually gone into her father's profession and is now working for the official receiver in bankruptcy in Leeds on their inquiry line, having previously worked part-time while she was doing an MA for Barclays Bank on their mortgage inquiry line. So it's quite ironic how she's turned round from one side of the business to the other side of the business. We also have a big black labradoodle called Marley, was named after Bob Marley. We have a nice cottage in a little village or a little settlement. There's not even a dozen houses, called Healy House, which is between Meltham and Netherton. We like spending our time in the garden. We have quite a large garden where we grow vegetables, and so we have a nice area of grass and a little orchard, so we have lots of fruit there. We like to go walking, travelling. We enjoy our holidays, just generally enjoy life.
And what do your friends and family think about you going on the plinth?
My wife thinks I'm completely barking mad, but everybody else knows, thinks it's quite exciting that they actually now know somebody who is actually going on the plinth. So I know some of, if my friends aren't here, I know they said they're going to be there online. I know some of my colleagues from work will be there online. And I know some of the people who I work with here in London, through R3, my trade association, they said they're going to come down. And my wife and my younger daughter, Louise, will be here. Unfortunately, Faye, because of her new job, has got to stay up in Leeds, and she said she'd join us online.
Who are you doing this for, do you think?
I'm not doing it for me. I'm trying to do this to bring attention to a serious problem in this country. And as I said, if it stops one person getting into serious financial difficulties, then I'll consider it to be a success.
What do you think about the One Another project?
I think it's a great idea. It's not something I would have never thought of doing. You know, Anthony's an artist, I aren't. You know, I'm an insolvency practitioner. But I think it's a great idea and an opportunity for people from all over the country and maybe abroad to come here and sort of express their views and be themselves and have an opportunity to perform in front of an audience in one of the greatest squares in the world, which is brilliant.
And what's important to you at the moment in your life?
Gosh, that's a big question. I don't think I've ever been asked that question before. Personally, I just want to be able to have a peaceful life and get on with my work, and to enjoy my work. You know, we've brought up two daughters. My wife and I would like to have sort of more time to ourselves, just to be together and travel and just enjoy life. I think, you know, I'm 51. I do what I believe in. You know, I personally, or we have no debt whatsoever. We have no mortgage. We paid our mortgage off as quickly as we could. So we have a strong personal balance sheet. So touch wood, we have no financial worries. So we can be fairly relaxed about things, and we can enjoy life to the full.
Have you got your sights set on anywhere in particular that you'd like to go travelling to?
Oh, next. Well, this year we've already been to Alaska on a cruise and to Vancouver, and then we went by train across the Rockies to Calgary. But other than that, we haven't been far. My wife will be 50 on Friday, and it's top secret, so hopefully no one will know before Friday. But her birthday present will be a trip to Marrakesh for 5 nights, which she's always wanted to go. And she keeps saying, can we go? And I keep saying, no, we can't go. I don't want to go there. But I've had it planned for ages. So that's our next journey, but it's top secret at present. But then next year, hopefully, I'd like to go back to Crete, where we went for a yoga holiday the other year. We have been to the Maldives a few times, which, again, it'd be nice to go back to. And hopefully they won't vanish under the oceans because of all the problems with the environment. And there's lots of places all around the world we'd like to go to. One place I'd really love to go to is Japan. I don't know really why, but I just feel it would be so different. And I know my wife, Jo, would love to go to India.
What was Alaska like, your most recent holiday?
Alaska's incredible. It's just massive. Everything is massive in Alaska. And the glaciers come tumbling down to the sea, and we were stood on the deck of the cruise ship, and the glaciers were carving into the ocean. It was a fantastic sight, and the air is clear. It's fantastic wildlife. We saw eagles, we saw sea otters, we saw whales and bears. We were sat having our dinner one evening in the ship's restaurant at the back, and the whale breached out of the sea straight up in the air and came crashing down. It was a fantastic sight. And then, as I say, we were into Canada, and we went across the Rocky Mountains by train, and that was a great adventure. It's just absolutely massive. It's like Scotland on steroids.
And what is it about travel that you like?
Well, I think it comes from doing a degree in geography. I've always had this wanderlust ever since I was a teenager. My parents couldn't afford to take me abroad. They, you know, worked on factory floor in Huddersfield. My father and my mother worked in an office. But well, we used to go touring in Scotland on a regular basis. But Joe and I, when we were 19, we had a, or when I was 19, we had an Interrail ticket and went touring Europe. And after that, you know, I got the bug and just had to go travelling.
And today you're going to go on the plinth.
Yeah.
On the fourth plinth. In there. Is there anything else that you would like to add or to mention before you do so?
Well, I've just got to say, I just think it's a fantastic experience and I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.